This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We're going to start today and spend a few weeks going through the longest chapter in the Bible, Psalm 119. And this psalm is totally focused on the Word of God. Of the 176 verses in the psalm, only three do not specifically refer to the Word of God in some way, either as God's Word, His statutes, His precepts, His testimonies. And so let's see what this first section says in verses 1 to 8. How blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. How blessed are those who observe His testimonies, who seek Him with all their heart. They also do no unrighteousness. They walk in His ways. You have ordained Your precepts, that we should keep them diligently. Oh, that my ways may be established to keep Your statutes. Then I shall not be ashamed when I look upon all Your commandments. I shall give thanks to You with uprightness of heart. When I learn Your righteous judgments, I shall keep Your statutes. Do not forsake me utterly. I love those first two verses. How blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. How blessed are those who observe His testimonies, who seek Him with all their heart. This passage tells us that life is best when we live it God's way. It's so different, isn't it, from the world's perspective on life? You know, the world looks at a person who's basing their life on the Word of God, who's living by God's principles, who's doing what is right, and the world thinks, how boring is that? What a waste. He should be enjoying life instead of that. But the reality is, and you know it's true, if you have ever walked God's way in your life, you know that those days when you were living in close fellowship with God and sensing that He was pleased with your life, those days were the best part of your life, weren't they, when you were walking with God? And you think about it, people who base their lives around themselves, people who live for wealth, people who are only interested in what's to their own advantage, they end up with nothing but huge amounts of stress and anxiety in their lives about so many things. But the person who builds his life around God's Word, he experiences peace, even when the crisis comes, because that person knows that God takes responsibility for the life of the person that honors Him. Now, what's God saying to you today in this psalm? I think He's challenging us to change our perspective on godliness. It's not only the right way to live, it's the best way to live. How blessed are those who walk in the law of the Lord, who observe His testimonies, who seek Him with all their heart. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.